Once again, we present Our Gal Sunday, the story of an orphan girl named Sunday from the little mining town of Silver Creek, Colorado, who in young womanhood married England's richest, most handsome lord, Lord Henry Brenton. The story that asks the question, can this girl, a little mining town in the West, find happiness as the wife of a wealthy and titled Englishman? Many of you, I'm sure, have had Anacin recommended to you for the quick relief of pain from headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia. Everywhere, people are switching to this fast, modern way to relief. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have been given an envelope containing Anacin tablets at some time or other by their dentists or physicians. These people know how incredibly fast its action is. If you have not yet tried Anacin, go to your drug counter now and pick up a box. Try Anacin the next time you're in pain from neuralgia, neuritis, or a headache. You'll be delighted with the results. The most effective relief is only as directed. Ask for Anacin, spelled A-N-A-C-I-N. And now, Our Gal Sunday. Sunday's elation over the engagement of her handsome young friend, Sir Malcolm Spencer, to a local Virginia girl, Norma Kenyon, is shadowed by her concern for her small son, who was the victim of a brutal accident a few days ago. But neither Sunday nor Lord Henry is aware that Norma's sister, Gail, was riding in the car that struck down Davy and then drove off, leaving him seriously injured in the road. Now, it's early afternoon, and Tippy Rogers, who drove the hit-and-run car, is knocking impatiently on the door of the Kenyon apartment.
Tippy Rogers.
Well, gal, aren't you going to ask me in?
Well, all right. Why did you come here, Tippy? Norma would be furious. She hates you.
Your sister's at the office, isn't she?
What if she should come and find you?
Listen, Gail, you called the garage a while ago. You said you wanted to talk to me, didn't you?
Yes.
So here I am.
I thought we could talk tonight.
I'm going to be tied up at the garage tonight.
At the garage?
That's what I said. Now, look, I haven't got much time, so
Tippy, it's strange the way you have to work at the garage at night. I mean, you act so mysterious about it.
Did you ever hear of curiosity being dangerous, Gail?
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, stop asking questions and you won't get into trouble.
Sometimes I just don't understand you, Tippy. You're working nights, for instance, and you're never wanting me to come to the garage.
Gail, if your only reason for wanting to see me is to nag...
Oh, I won't ask you any more questions. I had to see you because... Tippy, it's about the little boy.
Little boy? What... Good night. Can't you stop thinking of that? I told you to forget about him.
Tippy, listen.
No, you listen. I didn't tell you this before because I figured, well, it would get you all excited. But there was a cop at the garage yesterday.
Oh, no.
Remember we were at the lunchroom across the street and I saw a police car pull up? Well, it was the Fairbrook town constable.
Town constable?
Yes. He said he wanted to look around. I told him sure. I asked him what it was all about. He said there'd been a kid run over a few days ago and he was looking for a bright red car.
Your car? Tippy, they saw it. They saw the car and they know.
Take it easy, Gail.
Someone must have seen the accident.
It was the kid.
Oh.
He saw the car when we hit him. He told the constable it was red.
Tippy.
Stop trembling, Gail. The inspector didn't find the car.
He didn't find it. Where is it? What did you do with it?
That's my business. There's nothing to worry about. Everything's all taken care of.
Nothing to worry about? That shows how much you know.
What do you mean?
I've been trying to tell you, Tippy. I know now who the boy is.
Gail, if you call the hospital again...
No, I didn't.
Then ha-ha...
My sister is engaged to Sir Malcolm Spencer. He came over from England so they could set the date for their wedding.
Sure. You told me all about it. You tried to break up their engagement.
Well, Malcolm is staying with the Lord and Lady Brinthrop in Fairbrook. This morning I went to their estate to see him. I wanted to talk to him.
Go on.
While I was waiting, I asked to talk to Lady Brinthrop. The maid said Lady Brinthrop was at the hospital visiting her son...
You mean...
She said the little boy had been run over a few days ago near Black Swan Hall. And that the police are doing everything they can to find the hit-and-run driver who did it. Oh, Tippy, it's us. We're the ones the police are looking for. We're the ones.
Cut it out, Gail. Get hold of yourself.
But don't you see? It's Lord and Lady Brinthrop's son, and the man Norma is engaged to is living right in their home. He's a friend of theirs.
Well, what of it?
What of it? Tippy, we haven't a chance of getting away with it. The police are hunting for us. They'll track us down.
How can they? They haven't a thing to go on.
They know about the car.
They'll never be able to find it.
But...
use your head, Gail. What does it matter if he is the Brinthrop son?
But don't you understand? If I'm asked to their home, if I have to meet them and talk to them, how can I face them knowing what I do? Knowing I'm to blame for what happened to their son?
Gail, you'll be all right. There's nothing to worry about. They haven't a thing on either of us. Besides, they'd never suspect that Norma Kenyon's sister would be mixed up in a hit-and-run accident.
But I know it. I know it.
You breathe a word of it, and I'll kill you.
Tippy.
I mean it, Gail. I'm crazy about you, and I've got big plans for us. But if you betray me, if you do anything to lead the police to me, I'll kill you. So help me, I'll... the doorbell. Are you expecting someone?
No. And Norma wouldn't come home this early. She never does.
Come here to the window.
What is it?
Look down there. It's a car. Big, fancy car.
It's the Brinthrop's car. I saw it when I was at Black Swan Hall this morning. What are we going to do? Oh, Tippy, what are we going to do?
Meanwhile, at the Good Shepherd Hospital, Sunday comes into the room where her young son, Davy, is sleeping. And as she opens the door, she's startled to hear...
No! No, let me up! Take the rocks away! Let me up!
Davy!
Oh, you can't keep me here! I'll call for help!
Davy, wake up! Wake up, dear! Darling, it's Mother. I'm right here beside you.
Mommy! I'm glad you're here!
Darling, what is it? There's no reason to cry. You're all right.
I had such an awful dream, Mommy. I dreamed there was somebody holding rocks on my feet, and I couldn't get up. It was awful.
It was only a dream. But you see, you're wide awake now, and I'm right here with you.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing to be afraid of. Let me feel your forehead.
Oh, Mommy.
You don't seem to have any fever. Thank goodness for that. Now, darling, try to calm down. It was just a bad dream, that's all.
Mommy...
Yes, dear?
What if it wasn't a dream?
But, Davy, of course it was. There's nothing to be frightened about.
But what if I can't walk?
Why, Davy, what makes you even think such a thing? Of course you can walk.
I can't, Mommy. I can hardly move at all.
That's because of the cast off.
The cast?
Yes, dear. But as soon as you're healed and the cast is taken off, you'll be able to walk as well as you ever did.
Well... then they were fibbing.
Fibbing? Who, Davy?
Miss Caldwell and the other nurse. They were fibbing, weren't they?
Davy, wait a minute. Let me understand this. What do you mean about Miss Caldwell? What makes you think she and this other nurse were fibbing?
Well, they were in here this morning, Mommy. I had my eyes shut tight, and I guess they thought I was asleep. And the other nurse said to Miss Caldwell, "The poor little boy." That's what she said, the poor little boy.
Davy, that doesn't...
And then she said, "Does his father and mother know yet?"
Davy, what else did she say?
Well, Miss Caldwell said, "Not yet. Dr. Abbott hasn't told them yet." And she said, "It's pitiful for a child his age to be tied to a wheelchair."
Oh, no.
Then I... opened my eyes, and Miss Coble told the other nurse to be quiet. Mommy, they think I'm not ever going to walk again, don't they?
I don't know, Davy. I don't know why they said that.
But you said it isn't true. You said I'm going home soon and I'll be all right. They were fibbing, and I'll tell Miss Coble so.
Oh, wait, Davy. Yes, come in. Oh, it's you, Dr. Abbott.
Yes, Sunday. Well, how's my little patient this afternoon?
I'm all right. Only, I want to go home, Dr. Abbott.
Well, of course you do, Davy. And I'm afraid we're going to have to keep you here a little longer. Besides, I thought you liked everyone here at the hospital.
I do, only I want to go home.
Well, I'll tell you what, Davy. How would you like your brother Lonnie to come to see you this afternoon, hmm?
Lonnie, gosh, could he?
Well, certainly. I think you're strong enough to have a few more visitors now, if your mother says it's all right for him to come over.
Oh, Mommy, please call Lonnie. Tell him to come right over.
All right, Davy. I'll telephone him now, and Fred can drive him over. Dr. Abbott, will you come outside with me a moment, please?
Yes, Sunday, of course. We'll be back very soon, Davy.
Swell. Gee, I can't wait till Lonnie gets here.
Dr. Abbott, I want to talk to you. This is the first chance I've had since the accident. I want to know how long Davy will be in the hospital.
Sunday, that's difficult to say, but it'll be several more weeks at the very least.
But he's coming along well. His injuries are healing, aren't they?
He's doing as well as can be expected. You must remember that it was a very serious accident he had. He was lucky to come out of it alive.
You haven't answered my question, Dr. Abbott.
Sunday, if you'll forgive me, I have another patient.
No, doctor, please. For a long time, I've suspected there were things you haven't told Henry and me. You've been evasive and strange whenever I've tried to question you. Dr. Abbott, what is it? Don't you understand? I want the truth.
Very well, Sunday. Let's go into my office. We can talk better there.
Then there is something you've been keeping from us.
Yes. You asked for the truth, Sunday. I'm going to give it to you. Perhaps I should have done it days ago.
What will Dr. Julian Abbott have to say regarding the injured son of our gal Sunday? You probably have occasion at times to take something for headaches, neuritis, or neuralgic pain. But if you've never taken Anacin, let me suggest that you do so, especially if you want incredibly fast and effective relief. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients. As a matter of fact, your dentist or physician at some time or other may have given you an envelope containing Anacin tablets. Thousands of people have come to know and prefer Anacin in this very manner. So the next time you want to relieve the pains of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, ask for Anacin at your neighborhood drug counter. Try it on this guarantee. If the first few tablets don't give complete satisfaction, you may return the unused portion and your money will be refunded. Most effective relief is only as directed. Anacin is spelled A-N-A-C-I-N. It comes in handy boxes of 12 and 30 and economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100. Ask for Anacin at your druggist today. This is Ed Fleming saying goodbye until tomorrow at this same time for Our Gal Sunday and the Whitehall Pharmacal Company, makers of Anacin, and many other dependable, high-quality drug products. Doctors warn, don't bottle up gastric distress. If you take baking soda to relieve gastric upset or heartburn from acid indigestion and often get only partial relief, do this. Take Bisodol powder, recommended by many doctors for fastest relief known. Gives longer-lasting relief than baking soda, helps prevent immediate return of the trouble, lets you sleep when acid indigestion strikes at night. Bisodol's refreshing, minty flavor sweetens mouth and stomach. For fastest relief from acid indigestion, get Bisodol powder. Away from home, carry handy Bisodol mint. Our Gal Sunday will be on the air at this same time tomorrow.